You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
And on this Monday following the Easter weekend, we've got some important things to discuss, like the refusal of the presidents to observe the memorial service of that fallen officer here in New York. Plus, a look at your portfolio, trying to help your money stay healthy on this Monday. That's all straight ahead.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
He's playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
And welcome, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. Thank you so much to those of you who heard our plea over the weekend to help the issue of liberating slaves in North Sudan. If you didn't give a gift and still wanted to, of course, that is possible. You just go to csi-usa.org and click the homepage there. You'll find a place where you can make your gift. So grateful to those of you that have done so in 2024. This was an interesting weekend. It was interesting because you have had as direct a spit in the face at God and Jesus and the historical Easter and the resurrection of Christ and the meaning of the holiday. You've had as direct an attack from the White House and from the executive branch and from everybody that could this weekend. Anybody that could thumb their nose in God's face did it this weekend. And it started last week when President Biden said that instead of allowing children to bring historical Resurrection Sunday decorations for the White House Easter egg roll lawn today, which got postponed today because the weather was bad. Who wants to read something into that? You know that there's conspiracy people out there go, well, God wasn't pleased, so he sent a storm to the White House lawn. I don't know that God did that for that purpose or not, but they did get bumped today. But you had President Biden last week come out and say that he was going to declare this Sunday, the one that we just passed, was going to be Transsexual Day of Visibility, Hip Hip Hooray Day at the White House. And he's named one of these days each year he's been in office. So instead of saying it's the Resurrection Sunday where we celebrate the risen Lord Jesus Christ who conquered sin and death and bringing redemption to mankind, instead of doing that, which he wouldn't have had to have done, but that would have been preferable to what he did, he comes out and says, no, this is a Transsexual Day of Visibility. And here's the problem with it. First of all, there's no science that says that affirming this stuff is the good thing. And he's held since coming into office that the only way to respond to someone's proclivity in this manner is to just say that it's good, that it's all good. Whether it's good or not, there's no science. We haven't. In fact, there's increasing science that says it's problematic. But the White House doesn't acknowledge that science. It just says, nope, transsexual, good. We're gonna support you and celebrate this. But this year, he put the day on Resurrection Sunday. He put the day on the Easter holiday, and he says, this is the way this White House operates. If you don't agree with us, then, you know, you're terrible. If you don't vote for him, you can't be black. If you don't support his policies, you're a horrible person, etc. And he did that, coupling it with this policy that they were going to disallow the true meaning of Resurrection Sunday from being in any of the decorations of the White House, in any of the egg roll painted eggs or anything else. They're not going to allow children or families that view Easter as the traditional day that we acknowledge that Jesus rose from the grave. They're not going to allow any of that to be part of what they call the Easter celebration at the White House, which is insane. It's what the day is there for. Now, if you happen to not be someone who claims any branch of Christianity, then I would understand. If we had a Muslim president and he didn't acknowledge Resurrection Sunday, you would be, okay, I get why. Even though culturally it's still the predominant worldview, you'd at least understand that from a personal standpoint that they're coming. But Biden says he's a Christian. Biden says he believes in God. So he spits in the face of the greatest miracle that's ever happened. The miracle that turned death into life and sin into repentance and forgiveness instead of guilt. It was a transformational day to be visible yesterday. It was a day in which a man who had been dead just 2.5 days earlier walked out of a tomb and demonstrated to everyone around him that he had conquered sin and death. That's a miracle. We should be celebrating that. But playing this game of pretend, oh, your mind wants to believe that you're such and such, so we can't use mental health resources to help you find reality. We have to engage in you in the pretend and make it worse. This was the path that the White House took yesterday. And they said to every worshiping Christian across every denomination, every sect of Christianity, Catholic, Orthodox, Evangelical, non-denominational, all of the denomination, they said it to everybody. Jesus rising from the dead is not important. What's important is that we have Transsexual Day of Visibility. And on past years when they've had this, it has turned into a ruckus. They've had bare boobies and behinds and everything else wandering around the White House lawn. It's been embarrassing. It's been shameful. And that's what the White House declared yesterday was. The most important day of the calendar. The day where we sit in awe at the miracle that the resurrection of Jesus was. The hope of what that resurrection brings to the human heart is greater hope than anything else that can be understood. It's the greatest longing of a person's heart that they can have. Knowing the power of the risen Christ is the most important knowledge that a human being can experience in his heart. I wrote a column about this. I'd be glad to send it to you if you wanted a copy of it. Just put Easter in the subject line. ThatKevinShow@gmail.com. ThatKevinShow@gmail.com. And I'll send you my article. It's a formal response to what the White House said about yesterday. And it would make good information for you if you're having discussions with people about it. ThatKevinShow@gmail.com. ThatKevinShow@gmail.com. And I'll send you a copy completely free. Just a copy of my column. ThatKevinShow@gmail.com. ThatKevinShow@gmail.com. All right, straight ahead. A former FBI agent who was a little bit dismayed that there were four presidents in our city last week, but only one of them expressed sympathy to the fallen family of the police soldier, Jonathan Diller. We'll talk with Nicole Parker about that. And a little bit later on, advice for your portfolio. It's Money Monday. We always want to help you be a good steward of the money that you've earned and you're trying to be wise with, etc. So more on that straight ahead as well. Kevin McCullough, couldn't be happier than to have you here. You know why? Because he is risen. ThatKevinShow@gmail.com. Coming right back.
Happy birthday.
Hey, take a look outside.
No way. An electric bike? Can I take it for a ride?
We have a car versus electric bike crash on Main Street. Victim is a 17-year-old male and unresponsive. No sign of helmet use.
Don't let your gift become your grief. Work together. Learn about controlling an e-bike and operating it safely before they ride. Wear a helmet. Be careful in traffic. Slow down and follow the rules of the road. A message brought to you by the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
For centuries, a cord with a lead weight on one end called a plumb line has been used to determine if something is straight and true. For centuries, God's Word has stood as the plumb line for determining if one's life is straight and true. Every Saturday at 11 p.m. on 570 a.m. and 102.3 FM WMCA, we'll examine what the plumb line of God's Word has to say about the vast number of issues swirling around in our culture today. Tune in at 11 p.m. Saturdays for The Plumb Line with Jay Rudolph, a fresh new program focused on God's truth.
We can tell you about the incredible success we bring to local businesses, but it's better when it comes directly from our satisfied clients. Here's just one example.
After searching for a new vendor to handle my search marketing campaign, I contacted Salem Surround after seeing the great work they did for another restoration company in the different market. Their team of experts recommended a mix of multiple tactics designed to get my business the most quality leads at the lowest cost, making my marketing budget stretch further. In our first year partnering with Salem Surround, we recorded our best year to date, and I've told many people how blessed I was to find them. The representative answered the phone every time I called and quickly addressed any questions or concerns I had.
Let Salem Surround give you an absolutely free audit of your current marketing and show you what your competition is doing. Then we come up with a personalized plan that's perfect for your needs. Google Salem Surround New York and let our marketing experts help you achieve real success. Remember to Google Salem Surround New York today.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE. This will be my stay.
Hi, Kevin Cottrell, Coffee with Kevin. WMCA is proud to announce the date for our upcoming Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition. It's our honor to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the Tri-State. Friday, May 24th, at Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. The Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast will include a delicious breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, and a radio broadcast with myself, Kevin McCullough, and Liz Black. Plus, worship led by the CCC Worshippers featuring gospel music singer Darwin Hobbs. Local ministry awards, gift bags, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor A.R. Bernard. This is a unique opportunity to come together and inspire one another to press on. Pastors and ministry leaders, this event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. Please go to WMCA.com. The Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Buttafuoco & Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society. What's Right, What's Left, weeknights at 10.
The Bible teaches hate the sin, but love the sinner. No, hate what God hates and love what God loves. Sin is missing the mark. Sin is the transgression of God's laws and ordinances. Judge not, lest ye be judged. It says, but when you judge, judge with righteous judgment. The whole world is judging us continuously, but their judgment means nothing because only God's judgment is what stands.
What's Right, What's Left, weeknights at 10 on WMCA.
Spoiler alert, we know how this story ends. Jesus was born in a stable and laid in a manger, obedient to death. He was crucified on a cross and buried in a tomb. Praise God. He is risen. The tomb was empty, and the hope of all hopes is alive. He did what he came to do and made a way to God for all of us. Yeah, it's a spoiler alert that will change your life. He is risen. Indeed. Happy Easter. AM 570, The Mission.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Austin Center here, driver of the America's Tire, number 2 Ford Mustang, and 2022 NASCAR Cup Series Rookie of the Year. Having the right tire pressure on the racetrack is crucial to my success. Tire pressure is also critical to keeping you safe on the road. Whether it's for safe stopping distances in all seasons or getting the best gas mileage, you want to keep your vehicle's tires properly inflated. Check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Recovery is real.
We believe in you.
Every day, millions of people celebrate recovery from addiction and mental illness while others begin their journey. Join the Voices for Recovery. Together, we are stronger. For confidential information and treatment referral for mental and substance use disorders, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
When you're high, you feel different. But if you feel different, you drive different. So don't drive high. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Very glad to welcome back my next guest here at That Kevin Show from Times Square. We're glad to have you with us as well. She's a former FBI agent. In fact, we've featured her story in depth. Her very first time with us, we kept her for a full hour and really tried to understand everything that she had been through, but joined the service as a kind of call in her life following 9/11 and recently left the FBI because of concerns about what's going on with law enforcement in general. But we welcome her back this time to discuss some recent events and to really get some perspective on them. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together and welcome back Nicole Parker. Hello, Nicole. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
I'm glad that you're able to be with us. Since the Diller shooting went down a couple of weeks ago here in the New York area, there's been a lot of media chatter about police, about safety, about crime. We have been plagued in our nation's biggest city with a crime crisis that is unparalleled, I think, in our city's history, at least for at least a generation, if not of all time. But as a former active duty FBI agent, I'm just curious as to your thoughts about how it was handled, even how the memorials went down. Four presidents in town when the day of the memorial, and only one of them found his way over to comfort the family. I'm just curious your thoughts on all of it.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. This is something that, as a special agent of the FBI, I witnessed a lot of different things, and this is something that really bothered me, to see the lack of respect for local law enforcement. Obviously, I was an FBI special agent in the federal system, but I worked very closely, shoulder to shoulder, with local law enforcement officials. I was, you know, we had a task force. I worked with police departments all over South Florida. I have a tremendous amount of respect for the local law enforcement. They are the ones that are actually keeping our country safe on a day-to-day basis. And we cannot understate how important they are to our national security and safety. And again, I'm coming from the FBI perspective. It's the local law enforcement. They're the ones doing the traffic stops every day. When you're making a call to 911, they're the ones receiving those call outs. A typical officer, let's say they serve for 20 to 25 years. I've been in discussion with many of my friends who are local cops. You could be receiving, depending on the city that you're in, up to, let's say, potentially 60,000 calls in your entire career. That's just a ballpark number, depending on the jurisdiction in which you're serving. That's a lot of opportunity for danger and for risk and for potential death, frankly. Every time you go through a door or you go to that car for the traffic stop, you don't know what you're going to face. And these officers are putting their lives on the line every single day for strangers. They don't know all the citizens and the communities in which they protect, but they're willing to do that because they love their city, they love this country, and they have a call to serve. And I think that for me, particularly the summer 2020, I sat back and I watched how our law enforcement officials were crucified. And it made me upset. My blood was boiling. I was a special agent and I sat there and I watched our television screens as our cities burned to the ground and as our officers were literally spit upon. And the lack of respect and how they treated officers like they were villains is wrong. The defund the police movement, it's wrong. And you know what? 4 years later, We're seeing it, and it's caused damaging effects, a ripple effect that could damage our country for years. Not only is there a lack of respect, but the law enforcement officers, the cops, they don't want to serve anymore because they are not appreciated. They are not respected. Their local officials do not support them. Defund the police. There's nothing more. It takes your motivation out of your sales because they don't support you. And I can tell you, we had two FBI special agents on the federal level in the Miami division. One of them was a very close friend of mine. Special Agent Laura Schwarzenberger and Special Agent Daniel Alvin were shot and killed in the line of duty on February 2nd of 2021 here in the Miami division in Sunrise, Florida. They were executing a search warrant against a child predator, and they were killed adversarially in the line of duty. And we had not had an adversarial death in the FBI in over 13 years. To say it was a big deal is an understatement. It rocked the FBI. And I can tell you, I personally was devastated. I had had conversations with Laura literally the day before she was killed. We were disgusted by what we saw the summer of 2020 and the disrespect for law enforcement. And we knew that with the new administration, now keep in mind, February 2nd of 2021 was literally 2 weeks after the Biden administration took over, after the inauguration. We knew, I'd served under Obama, I served under Trump, and I served under Biden. And to have two federal officials shot and killed in the line of duty, to have his memorial services, and to have no president of the United States show up, it was, the silence was deafening. They were not there. President Biden was not there. And so to see what happened with the NYPD officer, Jonathan Diller, a true hero, not just for the city of New York, but for the entire country. And to know that President Biden was within 6 miles of where that wake occurred. Yeah, yeah. And he didn't even have the common decency to go show up.
Sadly, well, and it's not like, it's also not like he can't stop traffic and get through places in short amounts of time. Like, he has the ultimate power to kind of clear his path to go wherever he wants and to choose not
to. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. To choose not to is an absolute slap in the face. And frankly, you know what? It's hurtful. I think it's disgusting. But I can tell you it's par for the course because I saw it happen on the federal level as well. He didn't show up for the FBI agents' funerals either. So that was a very loud and clear message to us and to members of the law enforcement community, and particularly the FBI. He didn't really care. He doesn't have our back. He doesn't support us. And that's how it felt. And like I said, not being there sent a very, very clear message. I think it's disgusting, and I think it's shameful, but not shocking. Not shocking at all.
Right.
So that's kind of where we're at. And I think it's important that members of the community sit back and watch what's happening. And they think, well, what can I do about it? I'm not a cop. I'm not an FBI agent. What am I going to do to help? There's a lot that you can do because you have the power of a vote, and your vote hopefully matters. And in fair elections, your vote should matter. And you actually do have a voice in your community. And one thing that members of the community can do, you can go out and vote. You can support elect officials who support law enforcement.
I want to get back to strategy of where we go from here in our next segment, but I do want to say that the damage that this mindset has done towards law enforcement nationwide has created an unsafe nation for law-abiding people. And there are lots of factors that are being kind of shuffled into this deck, but chief among them is the fact that we took law enforcement from being somebody that we respected and looked up to now we spit on and degrade on the public mass kind of level. And that is a very dangerous place to be. She's Nicole Parker. I'm Kevin McCullough. We're talking about law enforcement. Of course, last week, the four presidents were in town, and three of them went to a big glitzy fundraiser. One of them went and sat with a widow and had a very meaningful time with the family, expressing his feeling for it. As former agent Parker was just saying, if you're not engaged in this, what does it take? Does it take a murder in your own neighborhood? Does it take someone you know? Does it take a law enforcement member keeping you safe going down? I hope we don't get to that point. But my fear is that we're rapidly approaching it with little hope that the brakes are going to work before it is too late. We're coming right back from New York. Stay here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. WMCA is proud to announce the date for our upcoming Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition. It'll be our honor to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the Tri-State on Friday, May 24th at the Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. The breakfast will include great breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, a live broadcast from Kevin Cottrell, myself, and Liz Black, plus worship led by the CCC worship leaders featuring gospel music singer Darwin Hobbs, local ministry awards, gift bags, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor A.R. Bernard. It's a unique opportunity to come together as the church with ministry leaders to inspire each other and encourage. Don't miss this opportunity for you and your team. Pastors and ministry leaders, the event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. For more information, reserve your tickets, please visit WMCA.com. The Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Buttafuoco & Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com. This will be my spirit.
Hi, Kevin Cottrell, Coffee with Kevin. WMCA is proud to announce the date for our upcoming Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition. It's our honor to give back to the hardworking pastors and ministry leaders of the Tri-State. Friday, May 24th at Christian Cultural Center in Brooklyn. The Pastors Appreciation Breakfast will include a delicious breakfast from DR Catering, fellowship, and a radio broadcast with myself, Kevin McCullough, and Liz Black. Plus, worship led by the CCC worshipers featuring gospel music singer Darwin Hobbs. Local ministry award, gift bags, and an empowering keynote address from visionary pastor A.R. Bernard. This is a unique opportunity to come together and inspire one another to press on. Pastors and ministry leaders, this event is free for you and your guests, but you must register. Please go to WMCA.com. The Pastor's Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by Buttafuoco & Associates, PLLC, and the Historical Bible Society.
This is Carol Platt Liebau for townhall.com. During Joe Biden's presidency, a whopping 7.2 million illegal immigrants have entered the United States. That's a number greater than the population of 36 states. But what's really shocking is that the Biden administration has flown some 320,000 of them from their home nations to ours just in 2023. Worse yet, every Senate Democrat opposed an amendment to stop this practice. That's right. Every single Democrat in the U.S. Senate voted to preserve the practice of using our tax money to hire charter planes to bring illegal immigrants into America. Both the president and the Senate Democrats should be ashamed. As disgraceful as it is to have destroyed our country's borders, it is even more brazenly lawless to actively facilitate the criminal behavior of illegal immigrants by flying them into our country. Voters should remember on Election Day.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Hi, I'm Austin Cindric, driver number 2, America's Tire Ford Mustang. Did you know that one of the most important keys to success on the track and for safe driving on the road is having the right tire pressure? Properly inflated tires are essential to get the best gas mileage and keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by your local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Today, millions of people all across America are building a life in recovery from addiction and mental illness.
Helping themselves and helping each other.
Join the Voices for Recovery.
Together, we are stronger.
For confidential information and treatment referral for mental and substance use disorders, call 1-800-662-HELP.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
And we're back. Nicole Parker is my guest. She is a former FBI agent, and she is someone who loves this country, responded on 9/11 by saying, I need to do more than what I'm doing working in the world of finance. And she got involved. She became a law enforcement officer as a special agent for the FBI and served her country in that capacity for a number of years before kind of wrestling with this idea of, is it too far gone? And now she's speaking out consistently. Nicole, always appreciate your time. It's very valuable, and you always bring such great insights. But there's no question that where we are right now in 2024, in the middle of this election cycle, that crime is on everyone's mind. And just about the time you wonder if people are going to forget about it, then you have a Laken Riley. About the time you're going to forget about it, you have Jonathan Diller. There are consistently massive criminal issues that are coming to the fore. And it appears from where I sit in the New York area that our top law enforcement, our top FBI officials, our top executive branch officials just don't seem to be that interested in dealing with it. And Christopher Wray had a tough week last week in front of a couple of committees in the Congress. And Joe Biden doesn't like the questions about not just illegal immigration, but its impact on the crime issue that he's also let spiral out of control contemporaneously. How can we, Nicole Parker, begin to take back our culture, our cities, our nation, and make it safer if our elected leaders are so blind and unwilling to address the issue?
You know, that's an excellent question, because there's nothing worse than feeling like a sitting duck. I mean, I am originally from Texas. I'm now a resident of Florida, but I'm from Texas, and I look at the open border and, you know, all these cities are complaining, oh, you know, we have this big problem with immigration. Excuse me, but look at Texas. They're taking the brunt of this, millions and millions of people.
Mayorkas just last week said to Guatemala, we think we're going to have the Texas border open soon. And he apologized for the trouble that they're now facing because Governor Abbott took those measures.
And you know what? What you need to be doing as citizens, if you don't agree with what's happening, if you're starting to feel concerned about your own life and your safety, is you need to start electing officials like Governor Abbott and Governor DeSantis and those who actually care about their states and putting the safety of their citizens first. This open border is so dangerous. We're basically inviting terrorists in. You know, I look at how crazy it is, the whole thing with TSA and letting these individuals fly. Why do the rest of us even have to go through TSA checks anymore? Why do we even have to show our real government IDs? I witnessed 9/11. Kevin, I witnessed 9/11. I saw the terrorists take those buildings down. And now we just are inviting whoever would like to come into our country. It's a problem. Look at these immigrants in Times Square who beat up the NYPD cops and then were let out, you know, the next moment after they were arrested and lost in the wind. I mean, this is absolutely
And without
horrible.
Remorse, they were flipping the middle finger to literally the entire world as they walked out of the jailhouse. I mean, that's where we're at.
But you know what? I think Americans are waking up. And people like myself, I love being a special agent for the FBI. It was a very difficult decision to walk away. I felt like I was making a difference. I worked with good people. I wasn't involved in the politicization. I was trying to work violent crime, crimes against children, things that I felt truly mattered, where I could help protect Americans. But you know what, Kevin? It got to the point where I would sit back and watch what was happening in our country and within the FBI, even the politicization of it. And I thought, you know what? I believe that God has a different path for me. And if he's going to create a path and a platform where I can speak up and be a voice for thousands of agents that I know that feel the same way as I do, then I'm going to do that. And that was the contribution that I made. I walked away from my pension. I don't regret it, but I love serving. It was a difficult decision. But I think creating awareness for Americans that are not on the inside of these organizations, who don't necessarily know what's going on. So being a voice and trying to create awareness and speak truth and spread light is very important. But then it's on the citizens to listen and say, you know what? Is this a credible individual? Is what she's saying true? And what can I do about it? Like I said, what you can do about it is start looking at who you're voting for. Maybe right. You've already always voted a certain way. Maybe you should open up and look at their different positions on issues and vote. And get out there and show support for law enforcement. This sounds so simple, but when you see an officer in uniform, there have been times that they've been spit on. They've been turned away from restaurants. They have been just completely destroyed. Say thank you. Yeah. It's a very simple gesture, but it goes a long way. To feel appreciated and valued, do your part to show that you care. These first responders, this is dangerous. They need to know that they matter to their community. And I understand this all came after the summer of 2020. I call it the George Floyd effect. I'm not saying I agree with what happened with George Floyd, but I also don't agree how law enforcement has been absolutely crucified, and we need to wake up to our true heroes. They are the heroes. Local cops are your heroes, and you can show support. Get out and vote for people that support them. Do not support defund the police movements. Back the blue and do your part to make a difference.
That's so well said. Follow her on social media, Nicole Parker USA. Nicole, always appreciate you being with us. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Kevin McCullough coming right back from New York City. Don't go away.
Evangelist Jerry Savelle will be at Faith Exchange on April 18th at 7 p.m. You don't want to miss this powerful message.
When you walk out of here, you should have faith for a 2024 being a year of progression, advancement, promotion, and your highest expectations being fulfilled.
Live in God's blessing, April 18th at 7 p.m. Faith Exchange is located at 95 Leonard Street in New York City. For more information, go to faithexchange.org.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. When you think about getting up in the morning and wandering to your refrigerator, do you ever have any doubt that there's going to be something in there? I don't. I mean, I'm being candid. God's been really good. My kids, when they wake up, they know that there's going to be some breakfast cereal, some milk. And on Saturdays, Dad's going to make them eggs, sometimes to order, whatever they ask for. Just what I do. I like to make the scrambled or the fried or whatever they want. I enjoy giving that to them. But I'm also mindful that there are children that woke up this morning that don't have a refrigerator, they don't have a home, and they don't have anything to eat. That's the kids that are being reached by Food for the Poor. And this next week, we are going to start feeding them food that will save their lives. I hope you'll join us. Call 855-907-4673 if you'd like to give now.
How can you draw closer to God and increase your knowledge of His Word? Start today at BibleStudyTools.com. By reading four chapters a day, you'll read the entire Bible in less than a year. Or pick a specific topic, such as the life of Christ or the New Testament. Choose among more than 20 free Bible reading plans from 45 to 100 days. BibleStudyTools.com lets you choose your favorite translation. Track your progress and grow your faith online at BibleStudyTools.com.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Credit card debt is at an all-time high. The word inflation has become a household word. Now we are seeing banks collapsing before our eyes and throwing the economy on a very nervous roller coaster. Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. And yes, those are all very scary things, but there is a silver lining here. And that's with all the turmoil going on with these banks, a huge interest rate drop has happened in mortgages. Now is the time to make that call at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Now is the time to act, because with this economy, who knows how long this is lasting.
It's that perfect time for that free mortgage checkup. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 819382.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Everyone knows the old saying, nothing lasts forever. Well, whoever said that obviously never bought a timeshare. Not only do your maintenance fees and assessment fees go on forever, they go up forever. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. Over 10 years ago, I was a timeshare salesman. But once I saw the dark side of the business, I quit. I started helping folks get out of their timeshares. Since then, we've helped over 30,000 families by getting them out of bad timeshares. If your timeshare agreement goes on forever, if you were told timeshares are a great investment, or your maintenance fees will never go up, you have questions, we have the answers. Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-839-8484. That's 800-839-8484. 800-839-8484.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And we're back on this Money Monday. Hillary Kramer is still with us. And Hillary, we're taking a look at some of those companies that have just, well, you called them momentum businesses.
Oh,
these are ones that are
flying and
they have refused to come down so far.
That's right. These are the companies that you might not want to touch because you think they've already gone up too high. But remember, higher highs go even higher. Okay, always remember that. Don't try to catch a falling knife. If I tell you that there's a value play out there, a company that's come down, that's a little bit different. But when you see a company and you think it's great because you wanted to buy it at $1,000 a share and now it's at $850, $850, that doesn't mean it's not. It might be $500 two days from now. So I have some good momentum players. Let me start. Do you want me to start with number one or should I start with number 15?
Let's go 15 to the number one.
Okay, number 15. And remember, momentum will make you money. Netflix. Okay, they had that password sharing crackdown, new subscription tier. They've tiered the different prescriptions. That's driving growth. And at $600, you can't go wrong. Last quarter sales were up 20%, and the earnings per share was up almost 2,000%.
Wow.
Let's move on to number 14. You might not have heard of as much. Tidewater. Tidewater is an offshore TDW. Okay, everyone, TDW provides offshore support, vessels, and marine support services to that whole big offshore energy world that we don't really see that much of. You can't go wrong. $92. This stock is going higher. Number 13, Arista Networks. We've talked about Arista before, A-N-E-T, but Microsoft and Meta Platforms are the hugest customers of Arista Networks, which is really the number one network leader. Next, and it's going to surprise you, but Meta Platforms. Okay, so Meta, they're refocusing on social media, right? Facebook sees social media as an opportunity, but different ways and different innovation. And it cost them a lot, their VR experience. That didn't go too well. But remember, Meta, you know, they have a platform. Facebook is still a platform used by families, friends, and companies. And we're talking about, right, so 25% last quarter sales, debt of only 12%. And we're going to see return on equity almost 30%. Facebook, now Meta, META going higher. Let's move to number 11, because I don't want you to cut me off, Kevin. It's DraftKings, online sport betting. They bought the lottery app called Jackpot for $750 million. You can't go wrong with these fantasy games, cash prizes. Here's number 10, Shockwave Medical. Shockwave Medical, the ticker symbol is SWAV. Sam, Wave, Apple, Victor. Okay, I love Shockwave Medical, $325 stock. It saw quite a dip, but it's coming back strong, and they treat calcified cardiovascular disease. Anyone who goes to the cardiologist knows they're continuously, in the last year, the big hot area is calcification. Number 9, Elf Beauty. They're a cosmetic leader, and they use TikTok and Instagram, and they know how to market. And it's a stock that continues to rise. Last quarter sales. It's important to look at these statistics. We're up 85%. Mm. How many companies saw a rise of 85%. Now let's move to next one, Clean Spark. It's a Bitcoin miner, and they operate data centers that run on these low-carbon power networks. So they're considered a cleaner way to be into Bitcoin mining. Sales up 165%, and earnings per share up 130%. MW, we like Clean Spark, CLSK. Let me get to number 7. Hims and Hers Health. You like that? What a great name.
I see their ads everywhere.
Okay, Hims and Hers. And the ticker, though, is not, I don't like the ticker. The ticker is Hims alone, H-I-M-S. Okay, a $15 stock, more of a small cap in many ways, and it's telehealth, specializing in personal care products. Number 6, I've had my doubts about it, but the numbers don't lie unless they're lying, and that's Celsius. C-E-L-H. Okay, that's calorie burning fitness beverages.
I just had one before we sat down to do this interview. Yeah, I mean, it's
Are you burning calories?
I am. Whenever.
Already?
No, I love them. Yeah.
Yeah. So you like that?
A much safer and much more nutritious version of Red Bull, basically, is what it is.
Yes. Yes. Filled with vitamins. Zero debt. I like that. We like the fact that Celsius has a 95% rise in quarterly sales, and last quarter earnings per share was up 242%, which means they know how to handle their losses. Not their losses, but they know how to handle their earnings weaknesses. Number five, we've heard a lot about this one, Arm Holdings, chip designer. It's a chip designer, and they see artificial intelligence as a major growth designer. Okay.
45 seconds, Hillary. Are we going to make it?
We're going to do it. Let me just read them off. Number four is CrowdStrike. We need security software.
Yep.
Vertiv, number three, provider of digital infrastructure technology for data centers. The cloud is nothing more than a bunch of data centers, so don't fool yourself into the cloud play. Vertiv. Let me just give the ticker symbol, VRT. The last two, Comfort Systems, HVAC, mechanical, electrical contracting. Nothing sexy, but it's going to make you money. And the company, it's doing great, really great. And then number one, we know what number one's going to be. It begins with an N and it ends with an A. NVIDIA. NVIDIA is stronger than ever. The stock might have seen a little bit of a sideways movement, but you can't. Last quarter sales up 265%. That's what you want to be thinking about.
That's your 15 highs that are going hires, according to Hillary Kramer, all 15 of them. And if you want, you should get the podcast of this interview to re-listen to it if you missed any of them. But she's also written about them at HillaryKramer.com. Hillary, I always appreciate you. Thank you for being back with us.
A pleasure. An absolute pleasure. Thank you.
You got it.
Next week.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Indeed. Be well. Here we go.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Mike Lindell and MyPillow don't have the support of the box stores or the shopping channels the way they used to. It's part of this cancel culture, so they would prefer to just pass the savings directly on to you. And they're having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a problem/solution, one product company. Since then, with the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products. And to get the word out, they're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. The six-pack of towels set, $25. The four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, $25. For the first time ever, premium MyPillows with the all-new Giza fabric, any size and any loft level, just $25. This amazing offer won't last long, so order right now. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. That's MyPillow.com and use promo code WMCA.
This is Alistair Begg inviting you to join me on the Deeper Faith Cruise to Canada and New England this fall. Learn more at deeperfaithcruise.com or call 855-565-5519.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. Final few minutes of the Monday edition of Kevin McCullough Radio. And again, you want any part of anything that I do at any time, thatkevinshow.com is my new website. It is where you can get the podcasts of past episodes. You can watch the weekend television show. We just had a great weekend with the Thief on the Cross special. The actor Stephen Baldwin portraying the thief, and very moving presentation. Absolutely free, always free. I never put anything behind a paywall. I just want you to have access to it. So go check that out. All right, this story has to be one of the strangest ones. Over the weekend, a trailer was put at an intersection that sat directly in front of the Global Vision Church. Now, I don't know anything about the Global Vision Church in Mount Joliet, but this is where this story took place. And somebody early in the morning had pulled up a what looks like a lawn trailer, you know, where they load up the lawnmowers and the blowers and all the rest of the stuff that they use in maintaining lawns. But instead of it being full of lawn equipment, it was loaded to the brim with Bibles. And the security tape shows this grainy shot of this truck pulling up. They unhitch the trailer. They lower the front end of it so it doesn't tip, so you got it level. They pull their car away a little bit, and then this shadowy figure comes back to the trailer. Looks like he's pouring something all over whatever's in the trailer, and then you see this little match get lit and throws it under the trailer, and poof, it just starts burning, and then he jumps in the truck and drives away. So what was in there? Instead of lawn equipment, they had filled this thing with Bibles, chock full to the rim of Bibles. And in front of a church on Easter morning, somebody lit them on fire and, burned a trailer full of Bibles in front of a church on Resurrection Sunday morning. Friends, we're not living in normal times. And it's incumbent upon us, those that believe that there is an objective truth, that we call evil what it is. And when Hamas sends terrorists to butcher Jews in Israel, that's evil. When the president changes out historical Resurrection Sunday Easter material for transgenderism in the White House on the day of Resurrection, that's evil. Burning a trailer full of Bibles in front of a church, that's evil. We live in evil times. And you and I need to be the answer to that in a winsome and truth-telling way. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.